מרשוסרבן שסיוכת חי, מרשוסיוכת בלשוסיוכת אסקסן, דצ תקונס הגני. מי בויסט וי, בבינכו, או בחומס כמו שום חדם יש, סממילא, אם somebody is איזריק, מרשוסיוכת בלשוסיוכת דרשוסרבן, it's considered as if the ball, let's say, stopped in the air for a moment and then it moved again to the other Shayochit. So is Chayev. So Hazirik, because Kutka Mishun Chadamye, Vechachomen Petr, Keitzat, Shteik Zostroi, Zukineget Zubish Rabin, Hameishit Vazirik Mizula Zu Potter, Hoyo Shteim Midyut Achas, Hameishit Chayev Vazirik Potter, Sheka Hoyso Avedis Alvim, Shtei Agoli Zuachas Zubish Rabin, Mishitim Akroshim Mizula Zu Avloizer. Then the Gemara says, Merdes Rike told the Itzoi, Itzoi Gufei Rexive, Omar Abirchen de Makrova, Itzab Meshe, Vayaviru killed the Machni, Meshe, Navyosi, Machno Livie, Umachno Livie, Rishrabmavai, Havoi, Vikomalu Yisoi, Tafiku, Vitaisen, Rishayoch, the Schulish Rab, Umay, Shabeskoi, Dum Bechilkoi, Umishimishlim, Lochet, Kidrxib, and Lochis Dion. גם עבור עבור ממקפורים, כסיבו אחר ויעבירו כאילו למחנה, וכסיבו עושה ועל תשתתרו, אמר להלו מיים עושה, that it wasn't בכל, אף כאן ביחס, אשכחם לצוי, הכנוסה מנורו, so from that posik we can learn out that it צוי, מרשוס היוחד ושוס הרבים, ישחל. How do we know that הכנוסה מרשוס הרבים ושוס היוחד ישחל? So sorry, מרדה, מרשוס לרשוסו, מלי אפוקה מלי איולה, מיהו יצוי עד הכנוס את הולדה. So this is שיטה is, this is the פשטס הלושן אומר, but the Rambam paskins that הכנוס is also now, because according to Rambam there's another terrace of the Gemara. But according to this, there is no other terrace of the Gemara. So mele the Gemara is saying, מיהו היצוי עד, because that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah, ויצב מישה ויעבירו כל במחנה, and הכנוסה is not mentioned in the פוסק בפירש, but it existed in the Mishkin, so ממילא, or not in me, because it's Yisvor, it's Yisvor, in other words, that's like a dimming gomo, or it's Yisvor, so ממילא is it a lot. So that's what Asa says. Asa mentions that the Gemara is saying, how to have the Mishkin, חשיבי כל יעב, הרד לא יעב עם מישקין חשיבי כל יתולדה, וכיהר גיר זה בואי להפוקה כמה מלוחס שלא יחשובים, בואי במישקין יתולדס נינו, ולא יובס מלוחס. Even if something existed in the מישקין, it doesn't make it in the עב, unless it's חושב. So the question is, what determines whether something is חושב or not? Jesus doesn't say. כי דאמרים פל בעלי תמנים, האם הלו הקושי מקרקע והגולה דיין הכנוסי. So it existed in the Mishkan, but still is still odd. So the Gemara says it's still odd because it's not mentioned, spelled out by the Torah, but Tesis doesn't mention that. Tesis mentions the fact it wasn't Hoshi. And that's strange. Umeishi Yudachas. So it existed in the Mishkan, but it's not Hoshi. So that's one Gelsa. And then there is another Gelsa. ביז די גאלס האו דה האב די מישקן אוך שיבה קורל יאב האו דה לא יאב די מישקן בלויך שיבה קורל יאב לא יאב וואן סקנד וו פיגיר סזו צורסלים עדי בוי יתארתי אבל שיבה לא יאב די מישקן לא יאב חאב את לאדי so the question is what's the difference between the first girls and the second girls it's a nach what so what's the pshatin in Tesis, in the first Gilse, Ufihar Gilse boi lafuke kam moloches shel hoyuch shuvim vohoyo b'mishkin ditelodes ninyo v'loyoves. So if something exists in Mishkin, it's not choshiv, so then it's telode. And suppose it is choshiv and it didn't exist in the Mishkin, it's an av. How could we say a thing like that? That wouldn't make sense. Something that is choshiv, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkin, even if it didn't exist in Mishkin, is an art. If it's Choshev, so what is the criteria of Choshev? What do you call Choshev? Maybe running in a marathon is Choshev. It's very Choshev today. You know, I mean, it's participation in marathon. But no one will say that participating in Shabbos and marathon, so I mean to involve an Isser of any Shabbos, you know, the right to learn. But it's not a melacha, but it's choshev. It's choshev.
But you can't get involved, you can't get me separate.
So how can we say that choshev by itself, not existing in the Mishkan, is the criterion of that? I mean, it's on child. So we have no criteria. What determines what is choshev, what is not choshev?
Breathing.
What?
Breathing is also choshev. Breathing.
Yeah, breathing is very choshev. Yeah. Well, that we could say that is done by itself. It's a normal thing. You don't have to exert any effort on the contrary. But, I mean, so what is the criteria? So the Maram is the kashi. So what does the Maram say? That which was choshev in the Mipa. Not so. How will we determine what is choshev in the Mipa? Well, participating in the marathon, you can be sure, was not considered choshev in the Mipa. It didn't exist. But what is the criterion whereby we determine whether something was choshev in the Mipa or was not choshev in the Mipa? So there, so he says, these guys say, how do have a mishkan or shiva call it up? How do you have a mishkan or lo yachshive call it a lot? Ufikir se zu tzolach lim adi boi et haote. Avo shiva ve lo yachave a mishkan or yif have it a lot. So according to the second girl said, there are two prerequisites. According to the first girl said, there is one prerequisite, choshev. But how could choshev by itself be the criterion? It's not shayach. So the Maram says, choshev in the Mipa. What does that mean? Choshev in the Mipa. What is choshev in the Mipa? So you could say, if it exists in the Mishkan, it's choshev in the Mipa. But, so then it's Mishkan. Now, anyway, you have to understand it. The Anri Mashal Bishen Gilead. Let's see what the Mashal says. The Mashal, all the Mashal says, he mentions a certain Egilse, a Gilian Atheist. Nichtav Bitzad Gilian, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive call out? How the Havel Mishkin Chshive call it a lot? Ufi har Gilse boila fuke kamu lochi shoy the Mishkin, shall hoy Chshive to all this one. The Lord of us. So that we find in our Atheist also, there's the first Gilse Atheist mentioned. That the criterion is chshivas. But how could chshivas be criterion? So the Maram adds chshivas in the Mipa. Uf yahar gil se boi lafu kamulach shem mishkin shol yachshuvi is lol tzim blue office. Vis falam di gara se har da havi mishkin chshivi kol yav har da havi mishkin loy chshivi kol yav har da pirish da havi mishkin chshivi behoch. That's another gil se. The Tao Teisa doesn't mention, the Gili mentions. In other words, the criterion is only existing in the Mishkan. So what do you mean by the Mishkan? In other words, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan, that makes it choshev. That's very understandable. How the Havre, the Mishkan Chshive called Av, how the Mishkan Chshive called one, Pirish, the Havre Mishkan Chshive behochel, Chshive behochel, Vikoshe, Vikir, Sezeis, Techamu, Telodi, Soyu, Mishkan, Kedise, Ferek, Mantenim, Hein helu koshin mikarkala goledain achnose umeishi b'yudi achas shachim mishabes avim b'zir kimachtin b'zir azeh b'shevet medaglik b'zir nemishkin and still it's not considered enough. So that's a kash. Alright. Then these form the garse how they have the mishkin uchshi v'kor v'av how they have the mishkin ולא יחשיב לכל את הלודה, ופי איסי גיר סבין ומתארתה, אבל חשיב לרעה במשכן, אינם מפרטות. So the Gilian has three girses. The first girse and the third girse are the two girsois that our thesis mentions, and the middle girse, that's another girse. But, you see, the first girse, the second girse, and the third girse is understandable. Understand how he has a kash about Meishit. Oh, I say it's a kash. But we understand it very well. But the first girse is not even understandable. In other words, chshive by itself is the criterion. not exist in the Mishkan. But then, so how do we know what is Chosh and Choshev? So the Maram says, what was Choshev in the Midbar, not what is Choshev today. The Chshives, you know, might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. So what was Choshev 3,000 years ago, it might not be Choshev today. What is Choshev today was not Choshev 3,000 years ago. And even at the same time, in different places, it might vary from place to place. So the criterion is, according to that Girse, what is Choshev Lemiba. We have to understand it. What does it mean, what is Choshev Lemiba? Now, the Egli Tal points out that there is a machlekes reshenim between Rashi and Rav Shlira Goyen. Rav Shlira Goyen, the Rav Avrom ben Rambam in the Tshuve, so he mentions the Rav Shlira Goyen. What's the pshat that Harav Mishkan, that's the criterion for Harav. According to Rashi, so Mishkan means something that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. That means have a Mishkan. But something that did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan in the form of Kabbalah. So that is not the basis for an Av. And according to Rashi Goyen, anything that existed in the Mishkan, not only a mulach and an act that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan daily in the form of kabbonis. So mele is considered isad Mishkan. Now let's say Eifer did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but Eifer existed in the Mishkan, Rachmaponim, in the Kabbonis, you know, in the Menoches. So it existed in the Mishkan, but not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, in the functioning of the Mishkan. Kabbonis, that was a daily occurrence that existed daily, not once, but daily. But in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan, it did not exist, Eifer did not exist in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. So according to the Rashi, according to Rav Shlira Goyen, that the Egli Tal mentions in the Hakdama. So according to Rav Shlira Goyen, as long as it existed in the functioning of the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction of Mishkan, it's already Yisrael Mishkan, and it's a basis for Tom Lachas. According to Rashi, only that act that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that is considered a basis for that. So I think that even the pshat in this thesis, the first girs, if the hard girs a boyla afuki, kamu melochas shalom yochshuvi. Bohoyu b'mishkan, they told us nino, v'loy aves meloches, ki gamrim amifel v'metenim, hein helu akoshi mikarka lagole, dahayin achnose, umeishin yut achas, it exists in the Mishkan, but it's not choshev. So the Maram asks, what does it mean, what is choshev? So the important thing is choshev. The important thing is choshev. So, in Chayach, so the nail got us off. So then, you are rich at the whole Allah of Lamites Melaches. So, is it Choshev? Who says that Ksivi is Choshev? All right, it happens Ksivi is Choshev today too. But suppose it will not be Choshev. Sam, Chasvi Sholem, how can it be Ladas? The criterion is Choshev. So the Maram says, of course, it means Choshev Nemidbar. Choshev Nemidbar. So again, the question arises. What is the criterion whereby we determine whether something is Choshev Midbar? The answer is, Choshev Midbar means that it existed constantly in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan. Afiye was Choshev Midbar, because how is it Choshev Midbar? How is Hashem Milva? Hafiye, in the Lechem Aponim, in the Menoches. It constantly, so it's very Hashem. So it's very Hashem. But if it existed in the, and that is Hashem. So that's Hashem in the Midba. In other words, according to Rav Srira Goyen, so the fact that it that a certain act existed in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan, that means having Mishkan, not Hashem, that's having Mishkan. According to Teisves, the first girl said, no, having Mishkan means that it existed in the course of the Mishkan, and it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But Choshub means not only it existed, it took place in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it was an integral part of the functioning of the Mishkan. Let's say Eifer was an integral, not just it existed. It's more than it existed. It was an integral part of the regular course of the functioning of the Mishkan, the Chamaponi, and the Menoches. I mean, it's not just it existed. So sometimes the Gemara mentions something where was Zerik in the Mishkan. Sometimes when those who did the Yerias, so the one had to throw a needle to the other, so he threw a needle. You know, some merits is, but is that an integral part of the function of Mishkan? Just because sometimes he had to throw a needle. But Hafiyah of Lechem Aponim, it was not just sometimes. That was the regular thing, Hafiyah. Kobones. Some mele, that's the pshat in this. Ufihar gil se boi la fuke kamo molochas shalom yachshubim vohoyu b'mishkon. Die told us in the Veloy of his Melochis, that the moon and Philip Mamatinim, in Hello Akoshi Mikarkala Gole, Daina Achnose, Umeishi Bidute Achas, Mashenchi, what if something existed in the Mishkan? Even at the time of the preparation of the Mishkan, the Koshin, let's say, they shot that took place in the course of the preparation, the construction of the Mishkan, but it wasn't an important part, an integral part of Lachs HaMishkan. I mean, it's in contrast to let's say, Afir, which was used in the Karbonis, so it was the regular thing. But this, sometimes they had to be mentioned. They always had to be mentioned. Sometimes they had to be mentioned. But it wasn't a regular thing. So that is considered. But on the other hand, it had a mile that it, when it did take place, even though it took place only sometimes, not regularly, but it took place in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. You know, they had to put up crushing. Sometimes it didn't have the crushing. So instead of, you know, of working hard and getting the crushing himself, so yes, the other lady was standing on the other agole to fetch it. Right. But so it wasn't an integral part of the Avedis HaMishkan. It wasn't an integral part. It could have been avoided too. You see, the fear of Lechem Aponim could not have been avoided. It was a din. You had to believe the Lechem Aponim. But this, he shot, it could have been avoided. But sometimes some of the Levim didn't want to work hard, so it was easier for them that the other Levi should fetch him. So it existed in the Mishkan, but it wasn't an important part of the Melachas HaMishkan. It could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. So that, I think, is the Pshat in Jesus. That makes sense. And that's what the Maram means. Choshev in the Midbar. What means Choshev in the Midbar? Choshev in the Midbar means, from the perspective of the Dini HaTorah, I mean, what Aveda has to be done in the Mishkan. Afiyat Kobones, that was an integral part of the Melochas in the Mishkan. I think that's the plain pshat in this. All right, I think we'll leave it here. All right, now, for tomorrow, so then, this is not in the comedy game yet, but we have to go over it, you know. So then, so I think the connection with the tasteless of Mufuberes Imo Kulam Edesi, so it's important to go over the Rashbo, which is better, Rashbo. And if you have the Birka Shmuel, there is a Birka Shmuel. He mentions something. It's not easy to go through the Birka Shmuel because it's very, the Hasbora is very difficult in Birka Shmuel. All right, but maybe I'll discuss it. Okay.
So, Birka Shmuel?
Birka Shmuel, I'll be with Belsen.
So, according to the
Spirit
drink, so did he hold Tchshiv alone? What was in the Mishkan Tchshiv? Is
Yes, Rav Shmuel Goyen could have had the girse that just, I mean, the third girse that the Mashal mentions from the Gilyan. From the Gilyan, in other words, that there is only one criterion. Have a Mishkan, but according to Rav Shmuel Goyen, Mishkan doesn't mean construction of a Mishkan. Mishkan means Mishkan. In the Melachas of Mishkan, whether in construction or in the function of the Mishkan.
And Achnosa, what about Achnosa? The taste is mentioned to Achnosa.
Yeah, Achnosa was sorry, it is an ab because it's spelled out in the Torah, so then you don't have to resort to Mishkan, you see. Oh. And Chshives, it's mentioned in the Torah affairs. Something else is mentioned in the Torah affairs. You don't need anything else. But Achnosa is not mentioned in Mishkan. But and sins brought mitzvah. But because of the fact that this forage has a divine gomor to that which is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, some mele, it's considered the telode, but it's not considered an av. Why isn't it considered an av, even though this is a mission? Because it's not so choshev.
It's not obvious that Kosei fits that.
What?
It's not obvious that Kosei was so choshev on this model. Because, I mean, they could have put the Mishkan together without, you know,
the testimony. No, then it would have been very difficult.
Too difficult.
They could have mixed up, you know. Mm-hmm. So everyone would have to have a photographic memory, I mean, that he never could forget. I mean, that's not so easy.
Put up our sufis that way.
A shorter Hoshi should be avoided by working a little harder.
Yeah.
But to remember exactly, you know, what Keresh has to be set up next to which Keresh.
Right.
That's not so simple. It's the most difficult thing.
The Koshin weren't interchangeable?
I don't know. I suppose they did. What? So we say in Latkai incident, the Gemara mentions where, you know, various places, so where there are others and told us, so to the same Kayetziben and various places to the same Lafka Yitziben. Gabitumi also have others and told us. So the definition of Av Tumi versus Tolde of Tumi is entirely different than the definition of Av Mazik, Av Shen, and Tolde Shen. By Nizikin or by Shabbos. So the definition of Av and Tolda means you have a category. You know, you have, let's say, you know, a category. So you write Roman numeral 1, and then you have A, B, C, D.
Subject.
So in other words, that's the main category, Roman numeral 1. So that you have, let's say, Shem. And then you have several kinds of telodes. So the telode is the same thing as the Av. By Shabbos also the same thing. You have an Av Meloche and you have
He told it.
So you could say, and Abdeloche, let's say, is Mifarik, Dosh, and then you have to Lodis, which are the same din, the same chema, as Av. In other words, and it's called Telode because it conforms to the characteristics of the Av. So, as we explained yesterday, so by Shabbos, according to the Rambam and Rashi, there are two things. There is Main Av and there is Tolde. So Main Av means a Dinyan Gomo. Telode means Dinyan Tzas. But the Dinyan Tzas is substantial enough to give it the same level as the Av. So you could Mashein Kein by Tume. So it's something else, it's a lower level. So you have an Avia Veis, let's say, Mess itself is Avia Veis Atume. And the one who touches a Mess is an Avatume. Avatume is a much lower level than an Avia Veis Atume. And the one who touches the Mess is additionally Tume. And then, let's say, an Echo, so you have a Sheini. And in Truma, an Echo, you have a Shlishi. In Kadesh, an Echo, you have a Revi. So it's not unlike Telode in Shabbos and Telode in Ezekiel, where Telode by definition means it conforms to the same characteristics as the Av. So it comes under the same category. But in Tume, it doesn't come under the same category. It's a derivative Tume. In other words, in Shabbos and in Ezekiel, Telode doesn't mean derivative. It means it's a subcategory, not a derivative. In Tume it means a derivative. So to the same Lafka Yitzben, Dilob mitame odom vikelim, Vilu toldes eichlu mashk mitame odom vikelim, loy mitame. Vitome mes, mi shenoga bimes avava tume, bimes atzme yavi avis atumeu, vanigir beyave ova tume mitame odom vikelim, doksiv glashi yira beyatome yitmo, ואי קרו ביתו ממס כסיבו משהו מטעם מאוד עומדו כסיבה נבשה ניגעס הורך המי בניזיק הורך המי so the Gemara says אומר הפופה יש מן כייצבן ויש מן לאו כייצבן so what is the מסקנה of the Gemara what is לאו כייצבן צורס that's לאו כייצבן but all the other told us is still the same Kayitzeben. But even Tzuras of the same Lav Kayitzeben, it's not like Tume, Rashi has me. By Tume, told by definition, means it's a derivative Tume. But Tzuras is a Toldish and Rebel, it's not that it's a derivative Mazik. It's not a derivative Mazik. It's the same Mazik as Regel. Except that Lav Kayitzeben, Regel, where it's Begufe, where the Beheime is Mazik Begufe, so then he's chayv to pay, the owner is chayv to pay in the sholem, and tzchures means where the behemah derech hilucho is mazik al bikecho, not al bigufo. So then he pays chotz nezek. But the definition of tolde, the regel of tzchures, is the same definition as tolde of regel of bipum yeshivir, except that there is no chiv tashlum of the neksholim, but only chotzinezek. Mashinkim by tume, tolde means it's a derivative tume. But tzrures, keicha is not a derivative of regal. It's regal, it conforms to the characteristics of regal. Except that in view of the fact that he does it for its keach, not by its goof, so memele, it's the aloch lemeishim, it's sin, I will chotzinezek. Hochamai told us the Shabbos Havikovis told us Havikovis told us the Tumele Havikovis Vachatol Nizik Mai Miyamun Tos Gaitzebel Ishnov Leishe told us in Mizik Mishal Leimoy Dilmeloy Yeish Mil Kamen Forsh Milzer Hapab Mishmaitin. So by Shabbos and Nizikin told them means a subcategory, and by Tume told them means a derivative, not subcategory but a derivative. Tono Rab, 1 second. The tasteless. The love me tamar mikelim goras. Vilo yasino nodom godim. She loshin ze mashva mitame odom tam godim. Mintima bari tome mes. Eisi klimatres kaye itziben. die Chereb al Wikicholo, why does the Gemara say, why Tume, so the same Lavka Ezeben? But there is a loch of Chereb al Wikicholo. That means that if a matres, let's say the Sayef, touches a mess, so the Sayef itself has a din of Avi Avisa Tume. And the same thing, if let's say a matres, a klimatres touches an Odom who touched a mess, so the klimat, the Odom who touched the mess is an avatome. So the klimatres, the touch that comes in contact with the Odom who touched the mess, is also an avatome. So it's still the same kayetzeben. Vinti item mess is klimat ayetzebe the chalva gecholo, amish gaitzebe the katin eisik ayetzebe. She eisik klimatres, in eisik klimatres acha kayetzebe. But if a klimatres touches a mess, it's an avaviz, aviaviz. Suppose another klimatres touches this klimatres, it's not an aviaviz. Not aviaviz. So mele, it's not till the same kayetzebe. What Tesis means is to the saying Kayetziben means that the Tolde is analogous, is the same level as that. In other words, it's a subcategory. Mashenkin by Tume, it's not a subcategory, it's a derivative Tume. But the by Klimatres, the derivative Tume has the same Chena, but it's still Al Kedin considered as a derivative Tume. In other words, it derives its Tume by virtue of the fact that it touched the mess. But it has the same Chena. Mashein Kein, by let's say, Bipum Yeshevifi, Abzukshavur, so it becomes a magic of Regel by through contact with the magic of Regel. It's nothing to do with that. It's not a derivative Tume. It's analogous. It's a subcategory, so this is what Tesis means. So, V'yeshlima dakate in eisik ayitzibe, she'isik li matres in eisik li matres achak ayitzibe. If it had been like it's the same thing, because it conforms to all the characteristics, the same level, so if another matres touches it, it should also become an aviaves, and that's not so. The answer is, it's a tolder of Tume. The Tume of the Klimatres of the Chereb that came in contact with the mess is a derivative Tume. It derived its Tume not because it possesses the characteristics of the mess. It doesn't possess the characteristics of the mess because it touched the mess. But there's like the Zakosu of Chereb Aikholo that the first Klimatres that touches the mess so has the same Chema Tume. But its Tume is a derivative Tume. It's not, the Tume is not a mess. So that's an inherent intrinsic Tume. It didn't derive it from anybody else, from other source of Tume. The Tume is inherent. A Nide, a Zav, a Sheretz, a Nivele, has an intrinsic Tume. Intrinsic Tume, it didn't get its Tume, it didn't derive its Tume from other source of Tume. The source of Tume is intrinsic, it's inherent in the mess. Mashein Kein, the Cherev, Areik, Cholol, the touch the mess, the source of Tume is not intrinsic in the Cherev, but it derived it from touching the mess. So Mele, it's not, Mashein Kein told us of Nizikin. So every tolde, so the source of Tume is intrinsic in the tolde, not in the av, you see. Why is Bipum Yeshevifio a tolde? Because of its own character. By Tume, it's not of its own character. It's derived from somebody else. It's a derivative Tume.
What?
No, no, some male, of course. If the Aloch had been all the time that it has the same chimea, so then we would say it's all the same Kayetzibet. But since it's not all the time the same chimea, so we can't use the expression till the same Kayetzibet. So we say till the same Lav Kayetzibet, but there are certain halachas that they told the even though it's not Kayetze there. In other words, it doesn't have the source of Tume in itself, and the source of Tume is derived from the Av, from outside, from external sources, but it has the same chema of Tume. ויש לימד אחת ניסקה יצי בי שיסי קלימטרס ניסי קלימטרס אחת יצי בי כמו ישם דאדי קרם נתם בריש מס ניסן די אולס תונו רבונון גימול אובס נמור בישי הקרן השן ויורגל so the share itself has three אובס three מזיקים in share קרן and chen and regal קרן מנולון די תונו רבונון כי ייגח אין יגיר חיילו בי קרן שנאמר ויאסליץ דיו בן קטיינו קרניבל זר ואימא כיומר עד ישם בארץ נגח זרום so we see that with קנאים with horns there is נגיחה ואימא בחיר שירי עוד הלוי קנרים קנו במאמי נגח so בוהם מאמי נגח with קנאי מהי ואימא why do they have וכי תאי מדיבתי מדיבתי קבול ילפינון because the פוסיק Oh, Vayasli, Sikyo Benktane Kani Basel is not in the Torah, it's mentioned in Elohim. So maybe you cannot learn out the meaning of Giyigach from the Posik in Elohim. So that's why the Braise mentions the Posik in the Torah of Freshod Levi Kanrem Kanvam Nagach. It Liyatoshma Freshod Levi Kanvam Nagach. Hi, Melefu! Gilomil Sebal, no, it's not a question of Yalfuse, just finding out the meaning of Yigach. So how can we say the Veteum de Vicabore Yalfino? Elemauri Tei may keep all the Grachmone, Bintam Limued, Animile Bitluja, Abo Bim Hubere, say me Kulomedesi. Because I could say, if we just had a posik, or I asked the Yobin Klein or Kami Basel, so then I would say that ki yigach is bikeren tlusho, like the kanaim, the horns of Tzitiyo ben Kleino, they were not attached to Ishea, to Ebeime, they were detached. But, so what would it mean if yigach means bitlusho? So Rashi explains, הלוח יצטרו ואימא דמאו דתאי מכיר חולק רחמונת מן תמר למרדס ובשיר תם כסיב וחוצס כספי למשלם ולחוצי נזק ובמועד כסיב שלם ישלם שיר תחת השיר משלם ולשולם הנמילה בקרם תלוש אדום ידיקן צדקיו בן קנאינו וחגיין so what would it mean if we assume it's not like that all of the demes but if we assume that Yigach is only בקרם תלוש so then the הלוח would be that when does the Torah say if a sheir is negeach, so the owner pays chotzinezek until he becomes a muet, so then he pays in the gesholem. If the behemah takes kamaim tushim, ken shorzo el abeimo akerem bin shineo, put it in between its teeth, and then it goes. Then, so, that's very unusual. Alright, a little bit MS of Tam and Behemoth goes with its natural horns, so it's also unusual, but there are degrees in unusual. But for a Behemoth to take, you know, a Kamayim Tlushi and put it in the teeth and then to go, that's highly unusual. So I would say, if we just had a Pasuk of a Yasus Yoke and a Bentinino Carnivalzel, that the halacha that the Torah says that he share tam until he becomes addicted, Pedona Pesach Chotzin Ezek, is only limited to the case of Nikicha B'Kanaim Tlushim. That's highly unusual. But Kanaim Chubori, so then he pays the Sholem at the very other. יהושע מוקיות הרבה מכיר המשנה ולא קדוש המבד ומשם תם כל הנזק משום דין דרק בכך ולא יהיו ליבלים נשמעו דבר זה אבל מחוברס דהו חיו אם מכול המעד זה
כל במשמע in Rashi that מחוברס would be ממש קרן too just that the חילוקים between
that's right we'll soon discuss it אבל מחוברס דהו חיו אם מכול המעד זה אפילו בתחילום של נזק תושמה So that's why the Braise mentions that a posik, and there it has reference to Kanaim Mechoborim. Of course, it's in a figurative way. I mean, it has reference to Yosef HaTzadik, but it means, but it has reference the Moshel is of Kanaim Mechoborim, not of Kanaim Tlushim. So Mimele to tell us, Toshka Pshirodale, that even by Kanaim Mechoborim, if the share is Negeach, so the owner only pays Chotinez. Toshka Mechoborim, Sibo Negeche. Al mechiboras name kol nigiche uvistam nigiche polgach mone bin keren tamuli keren meyedes. Now let's see the tesis. Avo mechiboras eimo kulo meyedesin. Lishalim nezek sholeim afilu vipam rishaino vimteima omhei teisi. Why should we say that if we didn't have the posik, the raya, from the posik of Prir Sheh Odalei, that Mechuberes Keren, the owner pays in nezek sholeim. Heicha teisi. Im itlusha, after all, there couldn't be a chiyuv just mitzad asva. It's not shaykh to say that one is mechuyev mitzad asva. There has to be more. So even though all the dinim of mishpatim, so it's called mishpatim. Mishpatim means the seichel is mechayev dvorim shiur nichtivu ruino likosev. But if the Torah didn't say it, he wouldn't be mechayev al pi. So, but the Torah is mechayev. So the Torah is a parsha of Shem. The Torah is a parsha of Regel. The Torah is a parsha of Ker. So. The chiyuv of Keren is determined by what the Torah in the parasha of Ki Yigach says. And if Ki Yigach has reference to Kanaim Tlushim, so then there is no pasuk that says by Kanaim Mechoborim that he has to pay Nezek Sholeim. So Meichateis, we should say that without Gzeiros HaKos. It's a very simple kashya. Oh, but then we could learn it out from Shoravis. We could say, but there is a posik by Shen, there is a posik by Regel, there is a posik by Ish, there is a posik by Beya, there is a posik by Odom. So Melo we learned out, we can learn out for Ibamotzino, just the Torah is Mechayev. The owner of the Shea who is Mazik through the Regel. So the same way, the Torah is Mechayim Nezek Sholem, the owner of the Shea, who is Mazik for his Keren Mechuba. But Keren Tolosh, there is special Zeus HaKosu, only Chotzi Nezek. But as far as Keren Mechuba, or the Zeus HaKosu doesn't discuss that, so maybe we learn it out from the Adam HaZedik, Nifui Mamatzino. So Hoteinach Lemandoma Keren Adife, the kavanos ilahazik va'afilu kerenos uchun forash hametam likam dahinu imandom apal beniskim ameine diislistam shvorim v'abereshikam. In order to understand this thesis, we have to run over briefly that gemara dafe, even though it's a complicated sugya, it's not so pashut, but just briefly
we're
daf hey omud bey omud alef, the second line from the end of the omud v'loi zeh. I just want to run briefly over it. Below is Evzeshi Yishbe Merchai. My comma. Omar Rabbi Shalshim Shmiro Vehochekova. Lichtei Vrachmone Tal. So the Tan of the Mishnah says, if the Torah had mentioned the Chiyuv of Sheir, you couldn't learn out Mav. Because the Kulas of Sheir are not like the Kulas of Mav. That means, in certain respects, Sheir is more homo than Mav. So the fact that the Torah says Sheir is Chayev does not necessarily mean that Mav is Chayev. Maybe Sheir is Chayev because in a certain respect it's Mocham. And if the Torah had written Mav, I couldn't learn out Sheir. But then let the Torah mention two Mazikim, then learn out all the other Mazikim. Licht Rachmon et Tarte, it is either an Ayah. Hodor Omar, no. Chodem et Tarte lo yos. Even if the Torah had mentioned Tumazikim, we couldn't learn out the Adamazikim, because the two Mazikim together might have a common aspect of Chaimah that the Adamazikim don't have. So Teisve says, he puts a certain limitation on the din of the Mishnah. Like this, one would think that according to the Mishnah, each mazik has to be spelled out explicitly. And if the Torah wouldn't mention a single mazik, we couldn't deduce it from the other mazik. That's how it would appear. So Rav says, no, it's not like that. If the Torah had mentioned one of the Maziki together with Be'ah, Be'ah plus another Mazik, Be'ah plus Shea, Be'ah plus Mave, Be'ah plus Eish, in other words, Be'ah has to be one of the two, but Be'ah together with another one of the Mazikim, so we could learn now the other Mazikim. But one mazik we couldn't learn out from the combination of Be'er and another mazik. In other words, suppose the Torah had mentioned Be'er Ve'ish, so he could learn out Odom, he could learn out Regel, we could learn out Chen, but Keren we couldn't learn out. Why? Because all the other mazikim bear, and any one of the other mazikim have a chaimah ligabi keren, because keren has a certain kule. Mishum diikar mufrach malik. What's the kule? What's the lenient aspect in keren? Shachim malik kule shachim meyadim itchalos. Because we could say that, you know, the other is a rogil, you know, to do damage at the very outset. Machine king Keren, so at the very outset it's Mishune, it's unusual. Keren is Mishune. It's Mishune. So Mimele, if it's Mishune, so that's a lenient aspect. So if the Torah had mentioned Be'er and Eish, if the Torah had mentioned Be'er and Regal, if the Torah had mentioned Be'er and Chen, if the Torah had mentioned Be'er and Olam, we could learn out all the other mazikim, except Keren, because Keren is vis-a-vis the other mazikin more lenient, because it's Mishune Da'ozen, and in order to become a natural thing, it has to addict itself, it has to habituate itself. Malikul Shechem Yadim Itcholos Uman Di Oma Adara Be Keren Adife Shekavnosi Lehazik Afil Keren Ameasi. But however, the Mandoma who says that Keren has a strict aspect, so then Keren, what's the strict aspect of Keren? What's the strict aspect? The lenient aspect of Keren is the fact that it's Mishum at the very outset, and it has to become a normal act through habituation, through habit. So there's the lenient aspect of Keren. What? And there is one Mandoma who says, on the contrary, that Keren has a stringent aspect. Why? Because it's Kavnosu Hazik. In other words, you see, because Keren, you see, the other Mazikim, they do not have a malicious intent. Hegel has a malicious intent. Faculty doesn't have no intention to harm anybody or anything. But as it works, so that's its nature. It steps on something in this, it steps on something wrong with its the Pumya Shabifio, it mazik, but without any malicious intent. Machine King Charan is a terrible mazik. He has a malicious intent. Some male on the contrary. So that's a stringent aspect. So that is a special reason as to why the owner of an animal who has wild intentions, ferocious, wild intentions, so he is mechuyev to exercise care, extra care, to curb the wild nature of the animal and the country. Now, so why does the Gemara say, ולמן דאמר אדרבה בקרן עדיף שכתנוס להזיק אפילו קרן המאס. Oh, so then the question is, so why does the Torah have to tell all the mazik? Let the Torah just mention Beir and Ish, or Beir and Regal, or Beir and Chen, Beir and Odo. And then we'd learn out why does the Torah have to mention parashas dealing with each individual mazik. So, if the Torah had only mentioned Beir and Odo, so then we would know Odom is, they would know that the Chen is Chayev and Regal is Chayev, and according to Oman Doma we would even know that Karen is Chayev. So why did the Torah have to spell out? But the fact is, they are special Gzeres HaKosuf, special Gzeres HaKosuf in each Mazik. For a get, for example, Beir, so is Potter and Kehl. Eish is Potter and Tavu. If we had learned out everything from Beir and Beir and Regal, so then we could learn out Eish from Beir and Regal, but then we would say that Eish is Chayvaltav. So the Torah has to mention a special aloches, every mazik individually, in order to advise us of the special dinim that apply to certain mazik. So Elamai Hilchas Kazachmona Hilchas saying Keren Lechalim in Tamol Meedes Shem Verego, because if the Torah had just mentioned Beir and Rega, so according to Mandoma that Keren Adife would learn out Karen also, but then I would say that Karen at the very outset is Chayv Nedeshon. So the Torah had to tell us, no, Karen at the very outset is not Chayv Nedeshon. And Shem Beregel, so if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Odom, so then I would say Shem Beregel is Chayv, but then I would say even Bishusarab Machayv. So merely the Torah had to mention Shendregel in order to advise us that Shendregel has a special exhaust course of the Bishus Ramah Potter. Beyer lift the Beyer Sakelim. Alright. Look, Rabbi Yudin, Mechayvan Zekelim, Beyer lift the Beyer Odom. Odom Lechayv Baba Dvorim. Eish lift the Beyer Satom. So Rashi says, not going over the whole Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, one of the longest Rashi's, but that Uman de Omar, 6, 7. The seventh line from the end of the Amid. Uman doma kerna dife. So Rashi says, lo yispar sheikh. Rashi was not ashamed to say he doesn't know who is that man doma. But Rav Natam does say who that man doma is. In other words, that man doma, according to Rav Natam, is the man doma who says palgen iskim amen. Because there is a machlekes in the Amid. Das Wörter mit auf. After the second two dots, Hanizig war Masig mit der Stunde. Itma, Paul Geniske, Rav Poppe Oma Momeine, Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Oma Knossi. Now, there is Momen and there is Knas. Momen means, let's say, if somebody, let's say, another Masig, so he has to pay. So that's money. It's not a penalty. He has to pay. Somebody borrows money, he has to pay. So it's not a penalty. Somebody has engaged the workers, so he has to pay. It's not a penalty. But he didn't do anything wrong, but he has to pay. Knas means he done it. Has to pay double. So the keren is money. It's not bitiras einish. But the kefil, the double indemnity, that's b'teiras einesh, that's iknas. Derech klal, generally speaking, if it's yesam mashi hizik, so it's knas. If it's kefishe hizik, then it's keren, then it's mom. So the question is, palgen niske, the fact that the owner of the sheir is mazik with the keren, has to pay until he becomes a muet, only have damages, is dead by way of Mamein, or is that by way of knas? If we say it's by way of momen, so that means that actually he should pay in the shalom too. But the Torah had consideration for him, so the Torah relieved him of paying full damages, of reimbursing the nizek fully. So the Torah had consideration for him, at Rachmonesan. But actually, he should pay whole damages. If we say Paul the Niske Knose, so actually, he shouldn't pay anything. But the Torah constantly. Alright, so it ma Paul the Niske, Rav Pope or Mama Meine, Rav Unibrit Rav Yeshua or Maknose, Rav Pope or Mama Meine, Kosova, Stam Shvorim, Lav Bechaska Shimokain, Uvidin who the boy Lishlume Kule. So Rav Pope says that it's more many says, the average ox is presumed wild ferocious. If the average ox is to be considered as ferocious as wild, some may raise the obligation is incumbent upon the owner to watch it. He has a wild animal who is likely to do damage and to injure some male. He's obligated to exercise care. If he doesn't, so he's held responsible. So actually, he should be mechuyev whole damages. He should be mechuyev whole damages. But to be dinu de boy lishlumikule, fi rachmone u de chosal. But the Torah had rachmone sen. Why? The akatele aitu. Because he still did not addict itself. Ravune brit ravishuya o maaknos, kosova stam shvorm cheskashim okar. That the average ox is presumed not dangerous, not ferocious, innocent. Because the Shimokan, Uvidinu some mele is not even negligent, the owner. Uvidinu the Lishalim call, Virachmonu the Khan say, Kehecha literally to. Now we have to understand this Gemara. What is the Gemara? Both, Rav Pope and Rav Unibrit Rav Yishua, both say, that the din the chiyuv should be different than what the Torah says. Who are we to say what he should? The Torah tells us the dinin, but who are we to say? I mean, the din, which din? There is only one din, the din of the Torah. So what does it mean? Uvi din of the boy lishlum. I mean, it's an ear of hashkofe, but we have to understand that. I mean, you have to ask it. I mean. What does it mean? We didn't do it. So Rav Unibrit Rav Yishua says, Rav Pope says, we didn't do it with Shalom Kule. And Rav Unibrit Rav Yishua says, we didn't do it with Shalom Kule. Which din? We have only one din of the Torah. And Hapo Meidim, there is no machlekes. The din of the Torah is, he pays half damages. But Rav Pope says, there should be a din. There should be a din of paying whole damages. And then the Torah had Rachmanes Hanim, and Rabbi Yeshua said there should be a din of not paying altogether, but the Torah counseled. So what does it mean? The answer is Sedeku Mishpot Mechein Kisecho. Supposing to that the Tzedek and Mishpot so are the basis of the Kiseach of it. So in other words, the Dine HaTorah that is expressive of the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the Dine HaTorah is a manifestation of Tzedek and Mishpat. There is a difference between Tzedek and Mishpat. Mishpat means strict justice. Strict justice. So from the point of view of Mishpat, Rav Pope says, so since Stam Shvorim is Lav V'Ches Kashim Okayim, so that means the average ox is to be presumed wild, ferocious. So from the point of view of strict Mishpat, so then he should be Chayv. He should be Chayv. He has a wild animal, so it's his responsibility to curb it, to watch it, if it's necessary, to close up the animal in a cage, let him close up the animal in a cage. If it's necessary to tie him with a chain, let him do that. It's his responsibility, he has a wild animal. So he's culpably negligent. He's negligent in the full way by not exercising care. Some mele, from the point of view of mishpot. So he should be chayev to pay whole damages. But sometimes the Torah deflects from mishpot to tzedek. From mishpot to tzedek, and that's the pshat, let's say, in the aloha of kefa. No, if a shir amuet kills a human being, so hashir yisokel v'gam v'ol of yumus. What does yumus mean? Misi v'shama. Kefa yishasolo. So then, he doesn't get misi v'shama. So I mentioned, there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra. Suppose he doesn't pay the kefir. So the Rashbam says his mom is chayv misi v'shama. And the Ibn Ezra says no. Why? Because, so what's the pshat about yumus? Role is yumus. In other words, the chi of kefir takes off the chi of misi. So here, whenever we have kefir, so that means that the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Tzedek is even higher. That's righteousness, not strict justice, but righteousness. It's even more than mishpat. This by Avraham Avinu, it's mentioned in the Torah, ki dativ lemanashe, yas yitzaves bonov v'shamru derech adishem lasi tzedokom mishpat. So it's mishpat and there is tzedokom. So mele, from the point of view of mishpat, strict justice, if an owner of a shir amuet doesn't take care of the shir, and then the shir kills a human being, so he's chayv misi v'shamayim. He's a ritzeach. Not a ritzeach b'yadayim, but a ritzeach b'gon. Why is he chayv misi v'shamayim? According to the Rashbam, his mom is chayv misi v'shamayim. If he doesn't pay, why? Because of shifa damodom bodom domim shofar. Like ritzeach al dikon, if you have a wild animal and you don't curb it, and it's because of your neglect of curbing it, so he gets killed, so yah ritzeach al dikon, from the point of view of strict justice. But you can't equate him with a ritzeach al dikon who is mishase the kelev, a mad dog against the first. There is more of a rasha. I mean, there's a difference. Grome be your dying and with intention, and grome being, you know, careless. So the Torah had rachmonis. So the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek, to rachmin. I mean, as Rashi says, the beginning of Bereishis, that the Rebbein Shalom really would have created the world with Midas Adin, but Rabbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, took notice of the fact the world couldn't survive with Midas Adin. So then it's Hashem Elokim, so Midas Rachmin. So what does it mean Hashem Elokim when the Torah deflects from the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Torah deflects from Din to Rachmin. So Tzedek, Tzedoko, there is a deflection. Whenever there is Kefir, there is a deflection. Whenever there is kefir, there is a deflection from mishpat to tzedek. So let's say here there is kefir, so there is a deflection from mishpat to tzedek. So Bidin, he says here too. Rav Papa Omenikos of Astam Shvon Laveches Keshim Lekaimi. Uvidin, which din? The din of mishpat. If the Torah had applied the midah of mishpat here, so then there should be a chiyuv tashlum, whole damages, because he's very negligent. The boyli shlumi kula v'rachmonu v'dechos alei. So the Torah deflected from mishpat to tzedek. The katal ha'itre is not so negligent. There is still a difference. He's not so negligent. Ravuni perid Rav Yishua omar knos kosov astam shvorm b'chazeshim kaim. So the average ox is considered innocent, not ferocious. So actually he's not really negligent altogether. So, but then the Torah had considered, again deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Why? Because out of consideration for the community at large, you see. According to Ravune, according to Rav Pope, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek out of Rachmones for the Mazik, because he's not so bad. He's a nice person, but you know, Torah took notice of human frailty. It's true, he's ferocious, but after all, you know, human nature, they start, oh, my dog, my axe, he is not a bad axe, I don't have to exercise care. So the Torah took notice of human frailty. He's not such a bad person. He's not so negligent. So out of consideration for the Rachmones, for the Mazik, the Torah deflected and declared his only chayev have damages. But it's moment. And according to Avraham Rav Yeshua, on the contrary, out of consideration for society at large, because if you will not be chayev, so every day, you know, an axe will go and there'll be so society will not be protected. So out of consideration for the interest of society at large, the Torah constant imposed upon him is extra care. So that's only mitzat tzedek, not mitzat mishpat. So mele, it's knos. So Rabbi Natan says, now again, the Gemara, here. Rabbi Natan says, Umand Rashi says, he doesn't know who is the mandoma who says, Ad Rabbi Kerna Div Shekamlos Lazi. Rabbi Natan says, yeah, that's Rav Pope. Rav Pope says, the Sam Shvorim is Lav Cheskas Shimokaine. So the average ox is presumed ferocious wild. Some end from the point of view of Mishpot, of Din, so then he should be chuyev whole damages. But the Torah had Rachmonis on him. The Torah deflected from Din to Rachmit, from Mishpot to Tzedek. Some Mele, but the Chotzines, like his mom, because it's because of real negligence, so it's mom. It's not an extra care, an extra knas that the Torah imposed upon him in order to induce him into extra care.
What is the Gedor referring to?
What is that?
What is the Gedor? Agoy Sagedor referring to? That he says, Badaf Okedim.
Yeah, they go. Well, I'm not going there, Gemara. He means, he says, he has reference to Dabdalet, Vilaf Kavachimel. Umashen shin kavanos lahazik chayev, the third line, Dabdalet. Kerem shekavanos lahazik likolshku. So that means that mandoma says that Keren is more chomor than Shem. Because if Shem, which is not chomor, because it's in kavanos lahazik, it's not wild, it's not malicious, so then still the Torah says he's responsible. So Keren, which is wild, has a malicious intent, more responsible. That's what they're going to say.
Is this different than Rabbeinu Tam?
What?
This is different? That,
well, we'll discuss it when we reach it. That's what they're going to say. Yes.
What is the criteria for when the Torah uses Midas Adin and Midas Rachman? Is there a criteria?
No, general criteria. Who knows? I mean, that's the Sidis Ateo. I mean, so, but we find, whenever we find Kefir or Pidyon, there is a deflection from Mishpat Tzedek Pidyon also. Pidyon Aben,